What is up, Anchor fam? It's your girl, Sharice. Listen, I wanted to share some of my reflections on Aretha Franklin's funeral, as well as John McCain's funeral as well. As we know, the Queen of Soul, she graduated onto glory a little over 2 weeks ago. And they just had this very grand funeral for her. And on this past Friday, on August 31st, and then John Cain, political figure John McCain, passed away a little over a week ago. And then they had, they started his ceremony. It was about kind of over the course of a week, at several ceremonies. And, you know, though I can't say that I watched all of John McCain's ceremonies or, you know, watch the full 10 hours of Aretha's funeral, I want to reflect on a couple of things. Number one, I want to reflect on grief. First and foremost, I want to reflect on grief. You know, it takes time to process losing a loved one. It just takes time. And that time span is different for different people under different circumstances. So you can't really set a cap on it. Okay, I lost my mom 3 years. I haven't lost my mom. I'm speaking in third person. Let's say someone lost their mom 3 years ago or 30 years ago. You know, it takes, you're going to be at a different place in 3 years than you are. God grace you to live 30 years past a loss like that. So it's a process. I think it's an ongoing process. And we get to different points of healing, depending on, you know, different circumstances. So we can't say, aren't you over that now? Or haven't you healed from that now? Because it's different for different people. But with John McCain, I understood definitely honoring the life of John McCain and his service to our country in so many different ways. I just thought, oh my God, to put the family through so many ceremonies, it was just, you know, I felt for the family really and truly. I thought it was great to honor him like that, but just thinking about the emotional wear on the family through all of those ceremonies, I just wonder if there couldn't have been another way to do that. Very thoughtful sentiments. Again, because of the miracle of YouTube, I was able to look at some of these things in snippets and watch different parts without having to sit through the entire ceremonies, and there were just beautiful sentiments shared. Then also Aretha Franklin's funeral. I thought John McCain had too much going on for too long, as it pertained, not because he wasn't deserving, but because I was just thinking about those that are here, his wife, his children, and other family and friends, and just how that could have possibly worn on them. So with Aretha's funeral, it wasn't a week long, but it was a 10-hour ceremony. And I just thought, oh my gosh. And again, I watched it in snippets, and I just thought it was just too much. It was just too much. The singing was over the top, and most of it, as a vocalist myself, I didn't think it was done well. I didn't think it was good. It was, to me, the funeral in essence was fit for a queen. It was very elaborate, very expansive. The 100 pink Cadillacs, and I think there were more than 100. Her casket, her dress, everything was very elaborate, but sometimes, I guess, in both cases, John McCain and Aretha Franklin, I just wonder if less could have been more. Please feel free to call in and share your thoughts. I just wanted to share my reflections on that. All right, fam. I hope that you're doing great, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.